Winter Tucson, this is Murphy Gibbons. William Jennings Bryan, a Nebraska congressman and three-time failed presidential contender, famed for his Cross of Gold speech, was one of our first Winter Tucsons. There's a photograph of Bryan standing with hundreds of people at the Seaside Hotel in Corpus Christi on November the 17th, 1908. He came here to attend the Inland Waterway Convention, where he made a speech. 2 weeks before, he lost his third bid for the presidency to William Howard Taft. This wasn't Bryan's first visit to Corpus Christi. He came here in 1898. A man wrote that he did not go to the meeting where Bryan spoke, but opened the window of his hotel room and could clearly hear Bryan's words, though he was three blocks away. I suspect it was more like two blocks from Market Hall to the St. James Hotel, but still, he must have had a voice with great carrying power. 10 years later, in his 1908 visit, Bryan and his wife were the guests at a dinner party at the home of G.R. Scott, a Corpus Christi attorney. Ella Scott said she had invited a few people, but that some 30 or 40 uninvited guests showed up. A reporter wrote that their house on Broadway was surrounded by the finest display of horses and buggies seen in years. The following year, in 1909, Bryan bought 160 acres and built a small home 2 miles north of Mission in the valley. The Bryans spent several winters there before giving up on being Winter Tucsons. In 1925, Bryan helped prosecute a teacher in Dayton, Tennessee, John Thomas Scopes, for teaching Darwin's theory of evolution. This was one of the most famous court cases in American history, a dramatic confrontation between religion and science. Scopes was defended by Clarence Darrow, a celebrated trial attorney, while Bryan argued the case for the prosecution. Scopes was found guilty and fined $100. William Jennings Bryan, the great orator and defender of the faith, died 5 days after the trial on July 26, 1925. This is Murphy Gibbons.